This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Andrew, who says,
"Your episode 692 on writing faster struck a chord for me, where you talked about allowing your subconscious to work on things while you're otherwise occupied. My experience of that is that I have to actually give my brain the space to do that work. I love my podcasts and I love my audiobooks. I listen to a lot of both. But I find that my brain does a lot more background processing and interrogating of ideas when I'm not filling it with distractions, whether that's three white guys yammering about tech, the latest political outrage, or even the sublime writing of, say, a William Gibson novel. There's a clear correlation in my word counts, if nothing else, between allowing my head the space to roam idly and filling it with someone else's stuff. I'm not going to give up my podcasts and audiobooks, but being mindful of how much time I allow them makes a difference to me. So, if someone's thinking they're not getting anywhere with the background processing approach, they might consider if they're allowing the field to be fallow enough."
This is a really good point, because something I didn't mention during that episode was quiet time. My most productive years, which I'm hoping to return to very soon, I was on the beach. I was walking for 2 hours a day on the beach, without anything in my ears. I was walking with my dog, I was walking with my friends, I was walking with my partner. And that time every day was my fallow time. It really gave my mind room to stretch and just completely relax on a conscious level, so that in the background, my subconscious was bubbling away doing work that I wasn't aware of. Last couple of years have not allowed me that kind of latitude, unfortunately, but during the seasons in those last couple of years where I've had the time to do it, I have a walk in a forest or a quiet neighborhood every day, and time playing with the dog and whatnot. I have those most of the time anyway, but when there is opportunity to sit down and write, that really pays off. And, So that fallow time is really, really important. And thank you for pointing it out. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.